rocket and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Hooray, hooray, it's 4:02 in the Pacific time zone, creeping up on it. Time for Toker Talk Radio, where you are the voice of the marijuana nation. We want to know what you think. Phone lines are open at 844-420-RADIO. That's 844-207-2346. Or you can dial direct at 971-533-7111. You can also become a part of our chat room. Just go to 420radio.org, scroll down a bit, and click on that live chat button. Speed Limit and Roland Reverend are out there, been having some conversations. John Thomas is there as well. You can make some new friends. You can meet some people from all across the country and all across the continent, for that matter. We got Brian Kerr in the room from Canada, eh? So we got plenty of support out there. No matter where you're at, you can make a friend. Just like the friend I made from North Carolina who stopped by the studio. He and his wife were in town from North Carolina, and one of their items on the agenda was visiting Rolla J Studios. So it was really nice to get to meet them. I love and cherish the opportunities to get to meet my listeners out there. Without you, I'm nothing. It's absolutely true. And there's some of you been listening for a long time. This listener on Monday who I got to meet said that he'd been listening since 2011. You know, Bacon Dan, he'd been listening since I took over for Chris Goldstein, for God's sake. So, you know, since 2008. And it's just flattering as hell to know that some of you are listening to my voice in your headphones, on your car stereo, your computer at work, your iPod, wherever it might be. And I'm stunned. I'm humbled by it every time I get to meet you. So thank you so much for your support. I'll keep doing this as long as you keep liking it. So spread the word. Tell your friends about 420 Radio. And if you've previously downloaded the 420 Radio app and tried to use it, you may have noticed that, hey, thing sucks a lot of data. And if you're not on one of those unlimited data plans, it can be tough to listen to 420 Radio. I get it. I feel your pain. I had originally designed the 420 Radio stream for optimal sound quality, right? See, have you heard things like Blog Talk Radio and some of these other podcast things where it's like 32K, right? And it's okay for talk, but it sounds like you're listening to a telephone. I wanted to have a little better quality than that. Plus, I've got these little musical bits, and I wanted the music to sound good. So I've been streaming at 192 kilobits, which is great if you're listening on your desktop and you've got a big fat data pipe. But if you're listening on a cell phone and you're in not on a Wi-Fi, you're on like 4G or even 2G, 3G, that's going to eat up your data for your data plan. So I've been in discussions, and I can't tell you much more about it than this, but I've been in discussions with some producers, some networks that are very interested in carrying not just the show, but the entire stream. So we might be evolving into like a version 4.0, I guess it would be now, 420 Radio 4.0, if this comes to bear. But in talking to a couple of their engineers, one of them said, well, 192 kilobit MP3, why don't you use a blah, 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 and then a bunch of tech stuff came out of his face. I don't know why I didn't use that. Maybe because what you just said means nothing to me. I'm honest here, folks. My tech prowess ended in about 2004, right? So apparently now there's all sorts of new codecs, all sorts of new software for compressing and streaming at much, much lower bit rates with much higher quality than what I can get with MP3. We're going to try that. As soon as I get the specs from this guy, we'll try that. We'll see how it works. And if it works out like we expect it to, it means like 1/5 the data usage that you would have gotten with the current 420 Radio app. So we're always looking to improve, always looking to change and fix things up. Of course, we want to add the chat room, want to add chat capabilities to the app. We want to add more of the podcast and so forth. We'll get there. We're building up investors. We're building up advertisers and sponsors, and it will happen. Just going to take a little time. And if I know you, you're ready to wait because you've been with me all this time anyway, haven't you? All right, let me get to the stories for today. There's a couple of them I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the hour. One of them has to do with pot lounges, right? And so this is an interesting topic. Denver's trying to get pot lounges through an initiative. Washington State just banned pot lounges by state law, making it a felony to have a pot lounge. Oregon still has yet to deal with this. Alaska has some pot lounges. I visited one. The what was it called? I know its address was 420 West 3rd Avenue. I remember it's at 420. But anyway, Alaska's dealing with this. The Anchorage has come down on these guys saying they have to close. And it may turn out the first place in America you can legally smoke in a recognized pot lounge might be South freaking Dakota. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Continue the conversation with Radical Russ online. Visit RadicalRuss.com and email RadicalRuss@gmail.com.
All right. Also, quick notes. On 420 Radio, made a couple adjustments to the podcast replay programming. You will now be able to hear The Full Melt. It's a daily show. You'll be able to hear it every day now, Monday through Friday at 11. Stony Sundays will be on Saturdays and Sundays at 11. And taking the place of Weejacated Talk Radio, we now have the Canna Insider podcast. Check out 420radio.org/schedule to find the replay times in your home time zone.
420 Radio, turning red states and blue states green.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Norman, and I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
Hey, I'm Herb Thrasher, host of Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, live every Friday night at 8 Pacific. Tune in for 2 hours of metal marijuana mayhem featuring exclusive interviews with the latest bands, highlights of live shows, and the latest in marijuana news. It's the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, Friday nights at 8 p.m. at 420 Radio, or catch the replay on Saturday nights.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Welcome back, everyone. That's music from Revolution with Sky is the Limit. Remember, if you have any musical talent, you know some folks with musical talent, they're an unsigned band. They want to get some exposure. They want to get some airplay. They want to get some attention. We'd love to hear from them here at 420 Radio. Just have them email an MP3 of their track to music@420radio.org. Music@420radio.org. Our music editors will take those emails, listen to your tracks, and get back in touch with you. Find out your Facebook, your MySpace, Bandcamp, whatever other information we might need. And you might end up as a guest on the new Herb Thrasher podcast, which we record in the middle of the live Herb Thrasher Flower Hour every Friday night at 9 p.m. We discuss the latest headlines for the week in marijuana from a metal perspective, and we provide one unsigned band a chance to highlight their music at the end of the podcast. So check that out. Herb Thrasher Flower Hour podcast, now available on iTunes and through RSS feeds. Check the links at 420radio.org. All right, for the topic I wanted to get to is pot lounges. And it's a really disturbing topic to me, because every time we've talked about legalizing marijuana, the tagline has been, treat it like alcohol. Let's tax and regulate marijuana like alcohol. Well, they got the tax part down. In fact, they've taxed us usually more than what they're taxing alcohol, but they haven't got the regulate part down yet. See, for them, I think the idea of legalization just came down to, okay, it's dumb to lock up pot smokers. Let's tax them and make some money on it. But from my point of view as a consumer, it's not about the marijuana. It's about how you're treating me because of the marijuana. And this is a critical difference I think a lot of people miss in this debate. It has to do with how we're treating people, not the product. How do we treat people who drink alcohol? Well, it certainly isn't how we treat the people who use marijuana. Nobody in their right mind would propose alcohol legalization that requires drinkers to only drink at home, out of public view, not even on your front porch if you can be seen from public spaces. Can you imagine the wine drinkers, the beer drinkers, the whiskey drinkers, and how furious they would be at such a law, at such a restriction? What do you mean we can't go to the pub and hoist up a pint with our buds? What do you mean we can't sit in a restaurant and drink wine with dinner? What do you mean we can't have an open-air festival and enjoy live music and be able to drink our beer? It would be unheard of. It would be crazy. You'd be a pariah for suggesting such things. But that's what we're expected to have to endure as marijuana consumers. We've been told by our society, all right, fine, we'll tax you, but you can't be seen. We'll take your money, but we don't want to see you. No, we don't want to see you in public. No public consumption. Only at home can you engage in your dirty, disgusting drug habit. And to me, that's a civil rights issue. This has nothing to do with marijuana. It has to do with how you're treating me. And it's just inconceivable to me that as a society, we've recognized that adults like to do drugs with each other. They like to enjoy each other's company while they're messed up on drugs. That's what a bar is. That's what a brew fest is. That's what drinking wine at dinner is. Sharing a drug experience. So if we've established that adults should have, we should have some sort of allowance, some sort of accommodation for adults to share drug experiences, why does that not apply to cannabis? Oh, because the secondhand smoke? Well, I know of plenty of cigar bars. I know of plenty of hookah bars. I know plenty of places now, and they're declining rapidly. Can't smoke in public parks, public beaches, all that kind of stuff. And I somewhat support those laws. But still, if you're a cigarette smoker or a cigar smoker, as reviled as tobacco has become in our society, we still don't force tobacco smokers to only smoke in their house. And my God, if we can accept that alcohol consumers, knowing what that does to some people, how it can lead them to be violent, to be jerks, to be assholes, to puke on your shoes, to cause mayhem on the roads. We know this to be true. It's guaranteed to happen. We've come to accept a certain number of alcohol-related deaths as just, well, that's the cost of having the freedom to have a brew fest, I guess. That's the cost of being able to drink wine at dinner is, you know, 50,000 people need to die every year from alcohol. Nobody ever does that math the same way with marijuana, right? Oh my God, 32 kids in a year have reported to the Washington Poison Control Center. Oh dear, 32! So this is where this issue of these pot lounges come up, and it's interesting to me how the different states are dealing with it. In Denver, Mason Tvert and Brian Vicente are trying to pass this local initiative that would legalize marijuana use at businesses that opt in, including bars. Now, they got a 56% support for that, but John Murray, writing in the Denver Post, says this may not be such a slam dunk as a 56%. Number one, the strongly oppose to having pot clubs in Denver, strongly oppose was 31%. Strongly support was 20%. So the people who feel passionate about the issue, whose votes will not be swayed, it's a 3-2 ratio between the haters and the lovers, right? Those who strongly oppose versus strongly support. So the passion is going to the no side. And the other side, other thing we have to worry about is the way they framed the question. They framed the question about allowing marijuana to be consumed in bars that allow it, if blah, blah, blah. But if I was on the other side and I wanted to change the poll result, I'd put the word expand in there. Should we allow the expansion of marijuana use into bars, clubs, and outside spaces? Well, that might freak more people out. Oh my God, something's growing. Something new is happening versus allow doesn't really engender that kind of feeling of something new happening. So we don't know. We don't know how this will happen, but I think Denver can pull this off. I think they can get these public use lounges. And I think partially because it's Mason and Brian behind it, and they're very smart and very politically savvy people. And also because I think Denver is matured enough in this industry now to understand, the voters of Denver can understand the need for a pot lounge. You know, if you don't want to have a bunch of public consumption tickets happening, then you need to have some place for us to go. On the other hand, Washington State has just outright banned them, made it a felony to run any of them. That's going to blow up in their faces. In fact, I would suggest, Washington Staters, if you guys want to throw a protest, y'all ought to throw a protest and have it, I don't know where you'd have it, State House, have it at, you know, some business, whatever. I don't have it outside of bars, okay? And at this protest, everybody has a public smoke-in of pot because it's a felony to run a pot bar. But it's only a ticket for public consumption. You get some bar owner to back you up who says he'll pay for those consumption tickets, and y'all stand out in front of his bar smoking pot with signs that say, if marijuana lounges were legal, you wouldn't see me smoking right now. Show the people through protest and civil disobedience the need for a pot lounge. The people have always considered the pot smoker is some loser in his basement. They've never even conceived of the idea that pot smokers might want to be together in social circumstances. So show them. Show them. Go out in mass and form a protest. Everybody smoking out. Accept those tickets and pay for them. And show them that we need a place where we can be social with one another. Just like beer drinkers and cigar smokers. All right, well, that's the school bell. It means it's 4:20 here in the Pacific time zone. The most legal place on earth, the Pacific Northwest, right here at Roll the J Studios in Legal Potland. We're going to take our 4:20 break. And when we come back, we got some Irie Wednesday music. Stick around.
Radio. Tune in, turn on, get high, Lee educated. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, Gordon Green can't make it today for the Irie Wednesday tune. We're going to pull a song out of the archives. This is from the Easy Star All Stars, their Dub Side of the Moon album with Us and Them.
Thank you.
420 Radio, the world's voice of marijuana legalization. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Welcome back, everybody. That's music from 10-foot ganja plant with 100-pound weight. Before that, you were listening to our daily toker tune of the day, Easy Star All-Stars, with their cover of Pink Floyd's Us and Them featuring Frankie Paul. If you haven't heard those Easy Star All-Star albums, you should get them. There's Dub Side of the Moon. They did the entire Dark Side of the Moon album as reggae dub. Then they did Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Dub Band. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band done dub. And then Radio Dread. So they've done a Radiohead album. It's some great stuff. And usually the reggae covers are kind of stilted in most, you know, most people's reggae covers when they take a popular rock song. The All-Stars, Easy Star All-Stars, find a way to do it, and they find the right songs to do where the reggae cover actually comes off pretty cool. So I recommend those highly, but you know me, I recommend most everything highly. Yes, I know. Bad joke. Yeah. All right, so quick note for some science. We all love science. The New Horizons probe, the mission to Pluto, has now been taking some photos of the distant planet. And yeah, screw the Astronomical Society. I'm calling Pluto a planet. I grew up with nine planets. By God, I'm dying with nine planets. You're not taking Pluto from me. But anyway, interesting trivia about this. The guy who discovered the planet Pluto, some of his ashes are on that New Horizons probe. And therefore, it's the farthest out any human remains have ever been located. I was like, okay. So no man has gone farther than the discoverer of Pluto at this point. And there's a typo on it. It's the farthest distant typo in human history. Because it's out past Pluto now, right? But interesting story out of Huffington Post is talking about how Pluto, of course, is named for the Roman god of the underworld, you know, their hell, right? And so as the scientists are naming all these regions they're discovering on Pluto, they're naming them with evil names. So there's a dark region by the south pole of Pluto that's now been dubbed Cthulhu. So the tentacled overlord of the H.P. Lovecraft horror series, Cthulhu, is now a location on Pluto. And there's another one, Balrog, the demon from Lord of the Rings. You shall not pass! Is there on Pluto. There's also Meng Po, a Buddhist goddess of forgetfulness and amnesia. There's Vukub Kaim and Hun Kaim, two Mayan death gods. There's Kroon, the Mandian lord of the underworld, and Alla, the Ibo ruler of the underworld. And sure enough, if you check the hashtag Pluto flyby, there's probably many more to come. All right, let's go to our phone lines. We got a caller waiting here from the 951 area code. You're on the air with Toker Talk Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, Russ. It's Mike Harris from the Human Solution. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Mike. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. It's warm here in the Inland Empire. I'm calling to you about something that's happening in Kansas right now.
Oh, is this an update on the Shauna Banda case?
Well, there's a connection to it.
Okay.
It's not involving Shauna Banda other than she has thrown her support to it because her attorney represents the person involved in this one.
Okay.
It is a man named Kyle Carricker who got involved with a pot deal. A friend from his old high school days, I guess, looked him up and wanted to know if he knew anybody that he could score some weed from.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kyle knew somebody that knew somebody and set up a deal, I guess, for a quarter pound of pot in Sedgwick County. Unbeknownst to Kyle, the three or four people that accompanied his estranged friend that he hadn't seen since high school, he didn't know, and he kind of got a bad vibe about him.
Mm-hmm.
During the deal, unbeknownst to him, they were all gang members who had no intention of scoring the weed, and then they turned around and shot both Kyle and then killed another man, Ron Betts, who was the brother of a former state senator who was actually the dealer selling the weed.
Wow.
Now, the four gang members have all pled guilty and got either life sentences or one of them got 10 years. What Kyle is facing because of an arcane law called felony murder, meaning that it was initially established to set up catching, say, like the getaway drivers, where sure. There was somebody that was killed, say, in a bank robbery or whatever. They have called this felony murder and added marijuana to the crime. If you're buying it and somebody is killed, you can be sentenced to life in prison.
Wow.
And Kyle was shot twice during this robbery. I mean, he had no idea it was going down, but the state of Kansas in Sedgwick County is prosecuting him, and his trial starts on the 20th, this coming Monday. Shauna Banda will be there with a large contingent of people, and it's kind of like a get out and protest silently to show your support for this man that is being charged with murder, even though he was a victim.
Yeah, that's amazing that it's like, talk about getting punished twice, getting shot first and then being punished for setting up the deal that got you shot. You know, this is another example of how prohibition makes the situation worse. I mean, how do these folks in Kansas not recognize that nobody's shooting each other up at the pot shops in Colorado just across the border? I mean, this seems ridiculous.
Yes, it is. It is. It is just amazing what's happening there. And the district attorney is just going for a win-win at any cost.
Sure.
And his mother, of Kyle Carricker, when her son was charged with this several years ago, and it's been going through the courts, decided to run for governor of the Libertarian Party, Jennifer Wynn.
Mm.
And she, just on the platform of changing these arcane laws.
Yeah.
And during that, she realized and educated herself that it isn't so much about just charging people, but mass incarceration feeds the Corrections Corporation of America, which is a billion-dollar industry that pays 10 cents on the dollar for labor, which ends up being a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah, it's the new slave labor in America. You know, you lock up a bunch of peaceful, productive potheads, and then you put them to work at 10 cents an hour. They work a lot better than the murderers and the rapists and the criminals. They're actually law-abiding citizens who can get the job done. So, yeah, it's the new slave laborers. You know, I wanted to you know, this case is just so disturbing, and you brought something up that I think needs a little more inspection, but we've got to take a break. Can you stay on the line with us, and we can come back after the break and talk some more?
Love to, Russ.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more from Mike and the Human Solution.
The beginning of the end started in 1996 when California legalized weed for so-called medical purposes. 16 years later, Washington and Colorado legalized it outright and let people sell it from storefronts. And what has been the result?
The generation of millions of dollars in tax revenue for the states and creation of hundreds of new jobs in a growing multi-billion dollar industry?
No. Well, yes. But at what cost?
Let's see. The cost of all that police time and money that's now spent going after real criminals and prisons with enough room to hold them all?
No. Well, yes. But look at what it's done to the people.
You mean that fewer of them are dying of alcohol, tobacco, and prescription-related causes since they've switched to cannabis, and many more are receiving medical benefit from a cheap, non-toxic healing herb?
No. Well, yes. Yes. Yes to all of that. But I can smell pot from my backyard. And I can't tell my kids not to do it because it's illegal.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420radio.org.
Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. That's music from Sun-Dried Vibes with Trouble. And we're going to go back to our phone line where we've got a representative from the great organization, The Human Solution, waiting on the line. Human Solution works to publicize the stories of people who are still trapped in our drug war infrastructure, the prison industrial complex, and works to support them. Mike, welcome back.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
And we were talking about this case in Kansas. This man who's now facing a felony murder charge got shot twice in a pot deal, and now he himself faces life in prison for daring to get shot, I guess. What can the folks listening do to help out in this situation?
Well, anybody that's first off in the state of Kansas can go to the trial in Wichita. It's a public for anybody, and the more people there that stand up and represent themselves as, you know, in silent protest of this, the better. Now, there's also the Human Solution, where you can go and get more information about the case and what's we're asking for people to be involved with, and also that they can stay connected, as the same lawyer, Sarah Swain, is representing Shona Banda. And her case will be working through the courts, I believe, starting in August sometime. Now, what's really terrible that the listeners really should know about this inherently dangerous felony murder, is not actual murder charge. It is although you can get life imprisonment for it, it is if you're in the commission of a crime that is inherently dangerous, where a loss of life can occur, and they added that in the transaction of marijuana, there is an inherent danger that someone will die. Now, you can contact your congressman or the congressman in Kansas, Wichita area. You can write a letter to them. You can write a letter to the Wichita District Attorney's Office. There's any number of things, you know, that if you want to empower yourself, please, please be free to do. Unfortunately, Kansas is a very red state that the newspapers will only talk about one side of the story, especially in Shona Banda's case, where the Garden City prevented Dr. Melamede from having a one-page advertisement talking about the endocannabinoid system and the efficacies of treating Crohn's disease. So there's an inherent bias going on in Kansas right now.
The newspapers wouldn't accept a paid full-page ad?
No, they will not. And in my own advocacy of spreading the 600 churches that came out against the drug war article, I posted them on the Facebook sites of the several dozen Garden City churches. And within an hour, I was blocked from Facebook, unfortunately. But that's just a very small price that you pay for being an advocate. All of the stories on those church Facebook sites were taken down immediately also.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for the work you're doing there in Kansas with the Human Solution. And folks, the Human Solution International, you can find them at THSINTL, like the Human Solution International, abbreviated. Is it a .com?
It's a .org.
It's a .org.
501(c)(3) federally recognized nonprofit civil rights group.
There you go. So check them out at THSINTL.org. And thanks again for calling in and giving us an update on what's happening in the middle of the country in deep red Kansas. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, Russ.
All right. Let's get back to the topic I was talking about earlier, which is the pot lounges. Okay. So the situation we have now is that Washington State has outright banned any sort of marijuana social club. Felony charges if you run one. Colorado, it's still an open question, but mostly banned, more due to Clean Air Act and other considerations. And they're trying to pass an initiative in Denver to allow for pot lounges. Oregon has set the standard that any venue that has a liquor license, whether the liquor license is in use or not, cannot have on-site pot consumption. So we have a situation here where in the Pacific Northwest, High Times Magazine had to cancel its Seattle Cup because now there's no way you can have a cannabis cup and not have on-site consumption. And if on-site consumption places are felonies, well, then that's it. There will be no more cannabis cups in Washington State. They're currently scrambling to find a location in Oregon. They had originally planned it for 2 weekends from now, but they're scrambling to find a location because any place that's large enough to be able to handle a cannabis cup where there's going to be tens of thousands of people has a liquor license. Even when you talk about the like the expo centers, like the expo center, even if they didn't open up the beer vending, it still wouldn't work because they have a license. So it's not enough that we're just not selling beer. The fact that beer licenses exist there is enough to keep the pot out. And this is an untenable situation. This will not stand. Regulators, legislators, and other law enforcement people are just going to have to accept, and the public's going to have to recognize, that we need a place to gather. We deserve that. This is a legal substance. There's no reason we need to be shut in our smoky closets with the drapes drawn, hiding in the garage anymore. Those days are done. We will not accept this second-class citizenship. We will not accept being treated differently than beer drinkers and cigar smokers. It's patently unfair. We are not criminals anymore. We're not doing anything illegal. So an interesting twist to this story has to do with a story I reported yesterday about legalization in South Dakota. Now, I had reported that the Flandreau-Santee Sioux Indian Reservation legalized the sale and use of marijuana on their tribal land. The new twist in this story is the tribe is going to convert an existing structure that's a bowling alley. It's kind of like a bowling alley, arcade, bar, lounge kind of place. They're going to convert an existing bowling alley into a marijuana cultivation and processing facility with an adults-only on-site lounge for cannabis consumption. Now, of course, marijuana is illegal in South Dakota. In fact, South Dakota is the only state whose voters have rejected a medical marijuana initiative twice, 2006 and 2010. And in fact, the 2006 initiative failed, I think it was in the 55 range or the 52 range, something like that. And then in 2010, it failed worse. It failed at like 60-some percent. So it's gotten worse in South Dakota for marijuana. Currently in South Dakota, possession of marijuana is a misdemeanor. You can get a year in jail for that. Possession of concentrates, hash, BHO, is a felony with 10 years in prison. And South Dakota is like Idaho and a few other states where even just being in a room where marijuana is stored can get you that misdemeanor and a year in jail, even if you didn't know it was stored there. Okay, so this Indian nation, the Flandreau-Santee Sioux, what they're doing is they're reacting to the Wilkinson memo. The Wilkinson memo was a directive from the Bureau of Indian Affairs that stated that sovereign Indian nations are as free from federal interference as the states are, as long as it comes to following the Cole memo, right? So when Washington, Alaska, Oregon, Colorado, when they legalized, the Cole memo basically said, look, as long as you guys follow these eight directives, we'll look the other way. And the eight directives have to do, you know, don't expose it to minors, don't bring it on federal land, prevent interstate trafficking, prevent criminal activity, yada, 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 right? So the Wilkinson memo just told the Indian nations, hey, you're states, just like states, man. You can do just like the Cole memo says. Go ahead and legalize. So the Flandreau-Santee Sioux are doing that. Their tribal president, his name is Anthony Ryder, he said, quote, we were trailblazers with the casino. We were the second compacted tribe in the United States, the first and largest casino in between Atlantic City and Las Vegas. So controversy is something that's not new to us, end quote. Now, the South Dakota Attorney General, on the other hand, has a different opinion. This guy's name's Marty Jackley, and he's been talking with a Flandreau tribe, and he questions their authority to legalize marijuana. He's asking the federal government, the Department of Justice, for guidance on his belief that the Wilkinson memo only gave a green light to the tribes that are in states that legalized. Now, there's nothing in the Wilkinson memo that makes that condition. There's nothing in the memo that says Native American tribes are now free to legalize if they are located in a state that legalizes. You know why? Because they're nations. They are Indian nations, Attorney General Jackley. They are sovereign nations. They're not counties of South Dakota. They are nations within your state. They actually occupy a higher hierarchy than state does. They are nations. Anyway, this place that they're converting, it's still going to be a bowling alley, right? A bowling alley with a game arcade and a bar, admittance to adults 21 and over, and admittance to medical marijuana patients over the age of 18. Marijuana is going to come in these containers that have those RFID chip, those radio frequency ID tags, RFIDs, and customers will only be able to buy a gram, just a gram, and they have to use it in the lounge. You can't take the gram with you. You got to smoke it in the lounge. So South Dakota might just end up having a place I could go to and bowl while I smoke a bowl. A place that would allow me to get hits in a video game while I'm taking hits on a joint. A place that would allow me to drink shots at the bar while I'm taking hits from the bong. That might end up existing in South Dakota and not in Denver, Colorado, and not in Seattle, Washington, and not in Portland, Oregon, and not in Anchorage, Alaska. South Dakota? I'm going to have to fly to South Dakota to smoke a bowl while I bowl? This is insane. And it's my hope this happens, of course, and that this becomes a huge mecca in the middle, right there in the middle of the most red state desert of marijuana support in America. If you look at the map of America right now and you put a color down for medical marijuana, a color down for decrim, a color down for CBD only, a color down for legalization, you would be left with Idaho, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas, right there in the smack dab in the middle of the country, as the only states in that area that have absolutely no marijuana reform. There's no way that marijuana is approved of in any way. Those central plain states, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas, the Intermountain West states of Idaho and Wyoming, and then the Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Indiana, I want to say Arkansas is in there too. But there's like only 9 states left or so. There's only just a few states left that I can count on both hands that have nothing. They don't have CBD only. They don't have medical. They don't have rec. They don't have... some of them might have hemp. Like West Virginia has hemp. North Dakota has hemp. So if there's in the middle of this Indian reservation both a casino and a bowling alley where I can smoke weed, I know that has become a mecca, an oasis for everybody in that region who will drive hour after hour to get to this place to celebrate their freedom. And as this gets more news stories, as this ends up as a human interest story on the nightly news, maybe these legislators in Portland and in Salem and Olympia, in Denver, maybe they'll start to recognize that, hey, there's nothing wrong with a pot lounge. Why don't we have a pot lounge? What's wrong with it? What's it hurting to have a pot lounge? Well, folks, time flies when you legalize. That's all the time we got for today. Thanks for joining us. Pick up the podcast on iTunes. And tell your friends about 420radio.org. For everyone here in Legal Potland, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it.